Believe it or not, up until 2018, I had no exposure to the conferencing scene whatsoever. So what kept me from participating, and what did I learn once I started? That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. There's a lot of new listeners out there, which is awesome. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And for all of you who are coming in, week out, sending in your comments, throwing out your tweets, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. What's the best way to approach conferences to maximize your learning? Well, first, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There are so many resources about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Let's pursue and perfect those fundamentals to create an unstoppable force in this industry. And if this helps you, don't forget, tell your friends. Conferences are not new. They've always been around in every industry. In fact, the idea of a conference or a convention has been around for so long that the very name conference carries an association of a bunch of guys in suits talking about the vacuum cleaner trade. Now that in and of itself isn't a problem, but in general what I find is that anytime you do something that targets the masses, the likelihood that it'll be valuable to any one individual starts to go down because things need to be generalized and sanitized to the point where it's more difficult to make the personal impact you need in order to really drive new learning home. But at the same time, there's a tremendous sense of revelry and community that comes from getting together with your peers, trading the business cards, having a few laughs and a few drinks, and keeping up to date with the latest happenings in your world. So with some trepidation, I decided to take on conferencing this year, and I learned a couple of important things. Here's the first thing. Just because it's a conference, it doesn't mean that everything that you can attend, all of the sessions, are going to be good or good for you. So it's helpful to spend a little time beforehand researching the sessions, researching the speakers, to figure out what will be valuable to you. A small aside, you want to get to your session early because what I discovered is that if you spend time in the hall socializing, when you go to your particular session, you may find that it's already full. And then you end up sitting through something that you didn't really want to see or need to see. Like everything else in life, be choosy about how you spend your time. Go to the conference with intention. Target the different sessions that you want to go to and configure your day so that you come away with the maximum amount of new knowledge and inspiration. The second thing to watch out for in conferences is beware the sales pitch disguised as education. Here's what I mean. It's not unusual, nor is it unconscionable, that a lot of the presenters you see are representing a brand. This is perfectly natural. Just understand that some people are approaching the conference as an opportunity to generate a problem and then propose the perfect solution, which happens to involve their product or service. Now, while conference organizers try to discourage that kind of session, you should look for the background of the speaker and see if they're representing a large company, a large product or service-based company, as a matter of fact. Now, here's where service comes in. If you are a presenter, the reason why I'm so big on service is that you don't go to these conferences thinking about what you're going to get out of it in terms of sales or in terms of drawing revenue and opportunity towards you. You go to conferences specifically as an opportunity to serve. I mean, these things generally don't pay. The speakers often show up for free. Now, you'd think that would be enough to discourage people from showing up for the money, but what happens sometimes is that companies make sure that they have representation there presenting to pump up their brand. This again may limit the amount of genuine education and learning that you get from a conference or community-oriented event. So just be aware. And this ties into my third point, which is like any other information, you have to examine the sources. Where are these people coming from? Do they in fact have experience, true experience, credible experience in solving the problems at hand, or is this just a pet topic that they happen to like to talk about or know a little bit about? There's a difference between knowing and having served in such a way that you can bring meaningful learning back to the community. Now here again, conference organizers try really hard to screen people who not only have a story to tell, but also have solved a real problem in the field of battle. But it still makes sense to look for sessions hosted by speakers who have spent some time in the field. The fourth point I want to make is to be cautious of the trend toward overcomplicating concepts in order to make them presentation or salesworthy. This goes back to my philosophy of Agile wants to be simple. I believe it's better to focus on fundamentals. So a lot of the presentations that you see will be unduly focused on frameworks, detailed roadmaps, and a sort of intellectual complexity that to my mind betrays the elegance of agility. What would you rather see? Would you rather go into a session where the solution to a problem similar to your own is a year-long study or 3 months of planning or a whole bunch of training that right now you can't afford or are not interested in taking? Or would you rather see a session where going back to basics, taking simple, accessible concepts that you or I or anybody can grasp and use today to start chipping away and correcting course if you're having agile struggles in your client, team, or organization? Now, so far, all of this might sound like negative news, like I'm being overtly critical. So I just wanted to start with the bad news first, but to be honest, I was amazed at the community and the sense of interaction and the sense of free exchange of information, not only between the participants, but between the vendors, the presenters, and everybody that I met. I have to give a ton of credit to all of the people who put in so much hard work to make the conference happen in the first place, to people who did all the traveling, to people who did all the volunteering to set things up, to prepare the meals, to find the space, to plan the agenda. And let's not forget something really, really important. I believe that Agile is self-spreading. And what I mean by that is that the information that we gather and trade, primarily through conference work in this case, ends up being part of the public knowledge base. The presentations that we see in these conferences frequently end up online in video or textual format completely for free. People share their slides. People share conference audio or video. People share their conference summary notes. This attitude and this spirit of sharing and spreading knowledge, rather than hoarding knowledge, is what helps advance our craft. So in and of itself, this is one of the amazing benefits of conference culture in the first place. Now here's something I noticed. One final bit of advice. Some of the best information at a conference happens in the after discussion, where you can learn about resources and contacts where the actual deepening and sharpening of knowledge happens. So people sit through that generic presentation I mentioned earlier, which is by definition targeted to a large group of consumers. But when the best stuff happens is when people get up and ask questions specific to their environment, to their job, to their needs, and then they get tactical advice. It may not always be here's how to solve your problem, but it is often centered around, here's where you can go to learn more, here's where you can go for some ideas, or here's a starting point for you to try. And it happens not just between presenter and audience, it happens between audience member and audience member, the people gathered around the tables, the people crowding the hallways after the session's completed. So make sure to keep your eye out for those conversations and get involved. Now finally, the last thing I learned is that I was not born to be an observer. I was born to be a presenter. So keep your eye out for me at future conferences, because my intention is to get into the game and start presenting and attending more in 2019. So I hope to see you guys out there. If you'd like more inspirations like these, I invite you to stop in any weekday and grab the latest iteration of my new book. It's about the daily reminders that reinforce badass mindsets and habits that make up this leadership model. You can either go to badassagile.com and sign up for my mailing list for an advanced look at the coming week's pages, or you can subscribe to the book and its daily updates at medium.com. Search for the working title, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. Folks, thank you for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter @badass_agile. And I'll see you next time.